Welcome back to First Horizon Park here in downtown Nashville. It's Jeff M. back with you. Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi, and tonight game four for the Sounds and the St. Paul Saints. Joined by catcher Nick Cale. Nick, congrats on a nice moment last night in the bottom of the 10th inning with the game winner. You swung at the first pitch. At what point in your mind was that going to be the approach?
Honestly, I just saw the ball in the zone, got it up. So it was a good pitch to handle for me. And I mean, infield was in, so I was just trying to smash one through the infield and went to right field, got the run in for the win.
It's been really cool to see you getting some opportunity here early in the season and making the most of it. How have you felt in these few games that you've been able to be in there pretty regularly in the last several?
Yeah, I mean, I've been feeling great. Definitely a little sore after one of the games, but yesterday it felt great. I think it's kind of one of those things, once you get your legs under you, kind of it just feels normal. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm in that spot, just trying to work with the pitchers to get as many outs with the least amount of runs. So
you hit the walk-off last night, and I found out after the game that your mom got here just in time to see that moment. How cool is that?
No, yeah, it was pretty sweet. Yeah, I think she got here in the ninth inning, so pretty good timing on her part. So yeah, that was pretty cool and good to see her after the game.
How often during a season does your family really get to see you play in person?
They probably come out once or twice during the year. She was already on the East Coast for some work, so she was like, I might as well take the short flight now. So yeah.
We saw you briefly as a Sound a couple of years ago. You've had what I feel is one of the more challenging roles that one could have in the game these last couple of years, not always getting regular playing time. I remember talking with Brent Diaz about it last year up here, how challenging that is. How do you try to handle it and get better, even if in the game portion you may not always get at-bats?
I mean, the thing with baseball is you just got to keep working, and you're able to do that every day with batting practice, getting in the cage, catching bullpen. So it's, I mean, you just got to take it day by day as if you were playing that night or the next day to get ready for. And I mean, it's also great having great coaches around who are willing to always help with whatever it is. And then teammates who also are always looking after you, like with the catchers, anyone, pitchers. So it always helps that you got a good group of guys around that keep it like light and know that, hey man, when your chance comes, you got to take advantage of it. And so you got to just be ready for it.
As a catcher, what do you think of the automatic ball strike system? And tonight and the next few days, we'll see the challenge system. Do you have a preference between the two? I'm pretty sure I know what your answer is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to choose between them, I would definitely go with the challenge one. Still getting used to the just full ABS. I mean, those the first three games that I've had with it. So yeah. It's just a little different than a normal zone, I would say. Like in both aspects, you probably get some pitches that you usually don't get and vice versa. So it's more so just like you're not used to not getting some pitches and then getting some pitches where. So it's just kind of like something to get used to. And yeah, I mean, I definitely prefer just the regular zone though.
Well, and as a catcher, I mean, you guys spend so much time working on your receiving and your framing and trying to get those borderline balls into strikes. The ABS takes all that away. How odd is that? Like last night, there were a couple that they looked visually odd how you guys receive them, and yet they're strikes sometimes.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a little weird when you don't expect it to be called a strike, but then there's some where you kind of ask the umpire, like, yeah, are you sure you heard that right? And he's kind of like, I guess I, that's what the computer said. But so we've had a couple chuckles about it just between the umpire and I don't know, it's different. I mean, because you also don't visually see the strike zone, so you don't know exactly where the lines are. But so it's a little different.
Final question, and kind of an aerial view question. What is it about catching that when you became a catcher, however long ago it was, that you fell in love with?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say, I really like started full-time catching in high school. And I mean, it's just, to me, like trying to figure out how to get a guy out is like, that's the challenge. And like, obviously we got to execute and that helps and stuff, but like, just trying to figure out ways to get a guy out, navigate to get through a game, situational, like there's just a lot of thinking going on, a lot of preparation. But I think it's really fun and interesting, and you could get deep into scouting reports, but yeah, it's just fun. And then it's also great working with the guy, like, especially if, when he has a great outing, gets through six innings, gets a save, like all that, comes in, tough situation, gets out of it. Like, it's just,
yeah,
it's always electric when that happens, when you get back in the dugout. Yeah. So, yeah.
Great stuff, man. Good job last night. Keep it going.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Sounds catcher Nick Cale. This has been Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi. Stay tuned. The lineups and first pitch are coming up next.